Good morning. Well, the heat continues in Europe. We're seeing fires in Spain. It's estimated over 20,000 people have succumbed to the heat between June and July in Spain, Italy, Germany, and France. So Europe is really suffering. And of course, if they're losing people, think of what the crops are doing. Well, the France Agrimer reported another 2% decline in French corn condition ratings from 40 to 38%, good to excellent. That compares to 69% a year ago. Their soft wheat ratings remain at 65% good to excellent, with that crop being in harvest, so it was managed to be ahead of this heat coming in. And so the crop is harvested at 99%, so pretty much complete as of July 20th. But the markets here are lower on corn and wheat in our board. And of course, yesterday, French wheat was lower, and that helped our wheat. While it tried to be lower early, it did manage to come back and be faintly higher. We have cycle window timing here for corn, beans, and wheat. The corn and wheat is responding. If you rally into the timing, it puts a high in and you get a correction. Now we have more cycle window timing coming Sunday night, Monday. Will we break and then try another concerted effort to bounce? We could. The market is very overbought technically, but the beans are very overbought too. But overnight, even though they seemed to be catching selling yesterday, the market managed on November beans to rally to $12.55. How about that? It's pushing towards that $13 market. And we believe with time, and maybe even before President Xi gets here, we will be at that price level. Keep in mind, China's buying beans from the U.S. when prices are over a 3.5-year high. That is pretty impressive. And, of course, this morning we have beans at 12.42 on November's, currently down 1¾ cents after having rallied to that 12.55 area. I suspect this market, if it was to catch a correction here, which it so grossly needs, 12.05 probably would stop at $12. I don't think you see beans go back under 12. And I look for higher highs eventually to come again in the month of August and most likely again in September. It's very common or typical of soybeans and corn too to get a pre-harvest rally in September, usually around September 8th, 9th, 10th, or 12th. And with President Xi coming on September 24th, I think the market's got incentive. This is Sue Martin with Ag and Investment Services. Have a great day.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.